This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. 45% of Vermont private sector workers don't have access to a retirement plan through their employer, according to the most recent data on hand. That's more than 100,000 Vermonters. Now, most of us are not saving enough for a comfortable retirement even when we do have employer-sponsored plans, so the state of Vermont wants to smooth a path to savings for those who don't. It's called the Green Mountain Secure Retirement Plan, and it's already been written into law, but there's a year until it rolls out, so State Treasurer Beth Pierce is pounding the pavement trying to get the word out, and she joins us now. Treasurer Pierce, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jane. Pleasure to be here.
The state of Vermont is offering a plan, or will be, called the Green Mountain Secure Retirement Plan, aimed directly at people who don't have employer-sponsored retirement programs. So how exactly does it work?
Well, let's start a little bit with what the need for the plan is first. From our end, our estimate is that 50% of households are at risk of not being able to maintain their standard of living in retirement. That's a problem. This plan, the Vermont plan that we have, it's going to be called a multiple employer plan, will address that by providing a workplace retirement option. As you mentioned earlier, 104,000 Vermonters do not have access to a retirement plan. This will provide access. It's optional for the employer, and once the employer opts in, we have an auto-enrollment for the employees. They can opt out, but it provides an ability to enroll individuals into a retirement plan so they can begin to save for the future. When people save for the future, they have they're able to buy goods and services in their retirement years. That's also an economic generator for the state. And frankly, when folks have enough adequate retirement and the ability to save for retirement, state budgets do not have to be directed toward providing additional supplements in the form of social services. So it's a win-win-win. It's good for the individual, it's good for the economy, and it's good for the state budget.
So this is not pure altruism from the state. I mean, this is designed to get people to a stable and healthy retirement, but also to help the state budget in the future.
Absolutely. This was part of the economic development bill. It was a portion of that bill in 2017. And we see this as part of an economic development initiative.
So one of the things that you just mentioned was that employers can sort of sign on. So this is for employers who don't already have a company-sponsored retirement plan. So that's the way this will have to work, that if you work for a company that doesn't have a plan, the company will have to sign on to the Green Mountain Secure Retirement Plan. You can't do it as an individual by yourself.
That's correct.
Is that because one of the things in the statute says that this plan must be, quote, additive, not duplicative? So it's not supposed to compete with existing private sector, you know, solutions or plans that are already out there. So is that what you're trying to avoid by not allowing people to just sign up on their own?
Well, there are a couple of issues. Number one, we didn't want someone who might have had a more robust plan taking a look and saying, well, now I can go to this plan and maybe detract from retirement savings for some individuals. So we thought that this was important.
Oh, you mean a company?
A company. Mm. And from our end, this was about providing an additional service in the market. So it is additive. I believe very strongly that as a voluntary plan, we'll be able to get the enrollment that we're looking for. It is for employers that have 50 or less employees. And it's, again, for those who do not currently have a retirement plan for their employees. Once an employer opts in, employees will be auto-enrolled with the option to opt out. And it's also intended to be available for self-employed individuals as well.
So if you're, say, a self-employed wedding photographer, you can sign yourself up even though you're not a business with more employees.
That's our understanding. We're working through all the details, but yes.
So why would someone do this instead of enrolling in a Roth IRA?
Well, I think there are a couple of advantages. When you pool assets together, you lower the cost of programs. So that's very important. From an employer side, you're lowering the cost of offering a retirement plan. You've also, for the employee, have some real clear advantages. If you're looking at what do I want to get for retirement, what plans are out there, you're not necessarily an expert in financial services or investment services. This provides you a well-vetted plan best-in-class, low-cost options. And this is good for the employee. They can have the security of knowing that these plans have been vetted by a trustee board with fiduciary responsibility, and that they are low-cost because we are pooling assets together from a variety of sources.
You said one of the things that you're trying to prevent is an employer who already offers a retirement plan for employees deciding to drop that. Maybe that's more expensive for the employer, or a more robust plan, as you called it, and then picking up the Green Mountain Secure Retirement Plan. So what is actually there to prevent an employer from doing that, given that, you know, some employers might say, I can't afford a retirement plan anymore. We're not going to offer it.
Well, again, the legislation is clear that if you offer an employment plan, a retirement plan, now, you would not be eligible to participate in this plan.
Ever?
Obviously, we're going to have to do some due diligence on that, and we're still working out some of the details. But our intent here is to supplement what's already out there with a plan for employees that do not have access at the time.
So what happens to employees who leave wherever they are once they've already enrolled in Green Mountain Secure Retirement Plan, and then they go to a company that does offer a retirement plan? You know, does it roll over the same way it might work in another situation?
These will be portable, so you can roll over into other plans, and there are certain options for the individual. There's also the option that if multiple employers are participating and we get the type of enrollment that we think we will, that you might leave, go to another plan that's participating in the Green Mountain Secure Retirement Plan, and therefore continue to maintain those dollars within the system. But you can roll those over into other retirement options as well.
So, Secretary Pierce, you've said a couple times the enrollment that we anticipate, or the enrollment we're hoping to get. What are the goals for how many employers you hope will enroll, and then how many individuals?
Okay. Well, we estimate right now that 96% of employers within the state have fewer than 50 employees. So that's our target population, taking a look at that. We, again, think that someplace in the area of 60,000 folks would be in that category based on taking that that 104,000 number, looking at that in relationship to the number that do currently offer plans. So someplace around 60,000 are the folks that we're looking at, trying to reach out to, get that information. And that's just employers that have 50 or less employees. We also recognize that there are self-employed individuals that will add to those numbers.
So do you need to hit a certain target in order for this to be viable?
Well, the more people, the more we can reduce fees. But we've had experience with this with another program. A few years back, I believe it was 2008 or 2009, we offered a supplemental program for educators, for teachers, similar to a deferred compensation program. Its IRS code is called 403B. But we started from scratch. And the administrator went out and reached out to various schools and enrolled individuals in. It's been a very successful program. We've been able to keep the fees low. We've had, as I said, best-in-class, well-vetted plans. So this models offer that experience, and we think that we can offer a program that's low cost and improve on that as we move forward.
So you're headed out around the state, you and your team, and you're trying to drum up enthusiasm for this. Are you thinking that employers are enthusiastic? I mean, is this something that they're asking for, some help with this? Or do you really have to twist arms and convince people of the worthiness of this plan?
Well, what we've seen from employers that have come to our meetings, have talked to us, that they really want to offer something to their employees. Now, they're working 24/7 on their businesses. And if they could work 25/8, they'd do it. And the bottom line for us is this is a low-cost method of doing that. It relieves the administrative burden. It lowers the fiduciary responsibilities for those employers. It's a win for them. It allows them to recruit employees and keep employees, retain employees. So from their end, it's a plus. And again, I like win-win situations.
And just to be clear, this is something that is not in operation yet. When will people be able to enroll?
We expect to be up and running January of 2019.
All right. Beth Pierce is Vermont State Treasurer. She's been telling us about the Green Mountain Secure Retirement Plan, a retirement account for Vermonters who aren't enrolled in an employer plan. As she said, it'll be up and running next January, and employers will have to opt in before employees can. Secretary Pierce, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.